I'm Nancy. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from pride. Up until a few years ago, I was convinced that everyone else's sins were way worse than mine. I grew up in a loving Christian home, had accepted Jesus as my Savior at a young age, and I've known for 38 years that if I were to die tonight, I would go to heaven because Jesus paid for my sin on the cross. I lived in a fairy tale bubble for essentially the first 2.5 decades of my life and didn't even realize how dangerous that would become. I was told from an early age how perfect I was and that we were this perfect family. And if any conflict did arise, it was quickly swept under the rug because perfect families don't have conflict. I had gained all the head knowledge needed about Jesus in the Bible, so I thought, through being at church, going to private Christian schools, youth groups, etc. Yet when my husband boldly asked me, "How has any of this study brought about Christ-like change?" I simply did not have a good answer, for we had been involved in a 3-year marital war. My pride and selfishness had wrecked my relationship with my husband, and I believed we were headed for divorce. I was battling extreme anger and bitterness towards him to the point I couldn't see the huge log in my own eye. I had all my fingers pointed at him. Remember, I was perfect. So where did it all start going wrong? I had to go back almost 20 years to when we were dating. He was playing basketball in Hawaii, and his dad unexpectedly died of a heart attack at 51. After flying from Honolulu to Dallas, the only person he wanted to grieve with was me. Despite being exhausted, he drove to Waco expecting an open heart from me, but he got the exact opposite. You see, I had just begun my career in broadcast meteorology, a lifelong dream and my biggest idol. I was doing the morning show and had to get up at 2 a.m. Therefore, I greeted him by letting him know that he had about an hour or two, then he had to leave, literally. It goes without saying that crushed him deeply and had a massive impact on our relationship moving forward. That was my greatest opportunity in my young life to love him like Jesus does, and I had nothing but selfish motives. That was the first time my heart condition was revealed to me. A few years later, we got married, but going into marriage with many things not being dealt with only led to bigger problems over time because deep down, I had an ugly, selfish heart. My television weather career was still my biggest idol. Despite how humble I appeared towards others, the wedge between my husband and I grew wider. We had problems, but I had no idea the depths of them, and I kept thinking it was my husband who needed fixing. After 10 years of being in just a bad marriage, my husband finally confronted me about the condition of our marriage, and it was ugly. Fire was coming out of his mouth, and I was on the defense, still not wanting to deal with any of my issues. For 3 years, it was a vicious cycle. My husband was relentless in pursuing me, and I wasn't being truly humble and contrite with him. I was angry and bitter at him for things he had done. But God used my husband mightily to get me to the point of complete brokenness and coming to the end of myself. After seeing 3 different counselors and playing the victim to family, close friends, and our community group, I showed up at Regeneration with little hope. Just a few years ago, I never would have imagined sitting in a region circle since I had always been this perfect Christian. But I was that person needing massive recovery. After 6 weeks of attending groundwork, my full surrender came, of which I so desperately wanted. Even though I had accepted Christ as a young child, God finally broke me and opened my eyes of how much I needed him, not only as my Savior, but as Lord of my life. Laying alone in my bed, I reconciled my relationship with God. I was able to confess all my sins, mostly my ugly, prideful heart, and fully surrender everything to God. That was the night everything changed for me, before I even started in a step group. God took away my heart of stone and gave me a new heart. My husband noticed an immediate difference, but it took about 6 months before he began to start trusting my heart. As I started going through the steps, 2 of the biggest agents of change for me were steps 4 and 5, inventory and confess. James 5:16 says, "Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another so that you may be healed." When I was able to confess all 100% of my sins to my husband and then to a small group of trusted women friends, I felt for the first time in my life complete freedom and healing. I asked forgiveness from my husband and made amends with him, which was a huge turning point in our relationship. I took 100% responsibility for all of my wrongs without having any expectation of a response from him. For the first time, I truly loved him as Christ loves him. I began showing him in action that he was second in my life after Christ and that I valued and loved him. The question he had asked me a year earlier about how all the things I had learned were being applied in my life were actually producing fruit for the first time. Step 11, intimacy, was also one of my favorite steps, as God was giving me a thirst and hunger for him and his word. My life now looks radically different than it did before beginning recovery. Even though not all my circumstances have changed, God is continuing to teach me patience, and I'm learning to trust him with all my circumstances. I now know and believe wholeheartedly, not just with my mind, that God loves me and that I'm his daughter. I'm not controlled by what others think or how they act, but I'm more focused on doing his will and abiding in him moment by moment. For years, getting up early and having a quiet time with God was more out of performance with God and a check-the-box thing. But now I truly crave spending time with him first thing in the morning. I still mess up often, but I'm much quicker to apologize and seek forgiveness. My husband and I keep very short accounts with each other. And after 20 years of knowing each other, finally have a real and authentic relationship. I used to keep a rap sheet of all the wrongs he was doing, but now when moments of anger or frustration arise, I quickly address it and we helpfully talk things out. I see conflict now as an opportunity to reflect Christ, where I used to run from it or pretend it wasn't there. For the past 5 months, I've had the privilege of co-leading a step group of amazing women with a godly, humble, and incredible co-leader, Kathleen. God has given me the opportunity of having a front row seat into seeing his transformational work in the lives of some of his precious daughters. I've learned so much with them and from them and have been challenged in new ways that has encouraged me in my personal relationship with Christ as I daily seek to abide in him. My relationships with my family members have begun to become deeper and more genuine. My relationship with coworkers and students also look different, as I'm now a science teacher at a local inner city community college. I'm quick to talk about my faith and story, especially when any opportunity arises, and God has been bringing many of those my way, which rarely happened before. I now see teaching geology and environmental science is very much secondary to my overall purpose for where I'm at. God has given me a compassionate heart for my students and those that do not know his son, Jesus. I think one of the biggest changes in my life is just how thankful and grateful I am now for what God has done and is doing in my life when I used to question the whys daily. My life verses are Romans 8, 28, and 29. I never paid that much attention to verse 29 until a dear friend pointed it out to me regarding the purpose of verse 28, which says, "And we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose." And verse 29 says, "For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to become conformed to the image of his son." No matter what I've done or haven't done, I know God's using all those things to conform me to be more like his son, Jesus. And that's something I can look in the rearview mirror now and see his purposes with a grateful heart that he loves me so much to not let me continue on in the lukewarm life that I'd had for nearly four decades. If I could only tell you one thing tonight, it would be that God loves you. Keep coming here. Seek him and trust him through this process, as you are not here by accident. God wants to radically transform your life in the most unexpected ways, and he can be trusted. My name is Nancy. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from pride. I'm incredibly grateful to God and give him all the glory for what he has done and is doing in my life. Thank you.